Hurricane Lily made landfall this morning, but without some of its force. Overnight, Lily was downgraded to a Category 2 storm, but officials warn it is still very dangerous, with winds reaching up to 100 miles an hour. NPR's Greg Allen is in Lafayette, Louisiana, about 150 miles northwest of New Orleans. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What's your situation?
Well, high winds and lots of rain right now. This, as you say, the hurricane has hit landfall, and we've been starting to see some parts of that here in Lafayette, which we're about 30 miles up from the coast. And we're seeing these wind gusts that are very, very big and lots of sheets of rain coming down. Also, we're seeing lots of power outages, not just here but elsewhere in the state, in the Baton Rouge and a lot of these other counties down by the coast. I think there's something more than 100,000 homes and businesses have lost their power, including the hotel where I'm staying. Mandatory evacuations, something like 10 parishes have had evacuations ordered, and 13,000 people in all are in shelters across the state.
Category 2 storm big enough for your taste?
Yeah, I don't think this is people are very much relieved that this storm was downgraded to Category 2, but even at that level, you're talking about winds of 96 to 110 miles per hour, so that could damage to roofs and trees and some buildings. They're also concerned about accumulation of rain. It could be as much as 6 to 10 inches of rain. And we've also heard reports of funnel clouds in the area. So, you know, in case that's not enough, we also have tornadoes to think about.
But flooding is the biggest concern?
Yeah, I mean, Tropical Storm Isidore came through just a little over a week ago, and that dumped a lot of rain on this area. This time around, they're concerned about more rain, but they're also worried about the storm surge. And that's when the seas basically rise as part of the hurricane. Earlier in the morning, they were predicting storm surge up to 20 feet. They're downgrading that somewhat now, but they're still thinking that it could be a significant storm surge. If so, that could overwhelm a lot of these levees that protect the low-lying communities. You know, a lot of these communities are at sea level or below. And if that happens, then we could see some significant flooding still.
I was wondering about the ports. You know, the West Coast ports are shut down, and now the Gulf ports don't look terribly attractive.
No, that's right. And you know, that port is shut down, of course. In the Gulf, all the offshore oil drilling has been stopped. They evacuated all the workers from the platform. And, you know, the offshore oil industry in the Gulf is a significant part of our domestic production. So that's been disrupted. They've closed down refineries. So you're talking about an economic impact there on that industry and also agriculture.
Yes, and the two together on top of Isidore. I mean, people must feel like Noah down there.
Yeah, well, Isidore had, you saw $100 million worth of damage from what was just a tropical storm. Here we have a Category 2 hurricane, so you can bet that it's going to be a significant price tag on this when it's all over.
And still headed your way?
Yeah, I think that we expect it to come through this area within the next hour. As I say, we're starting to see the first signs of it here in terms of high winds and driving rain, so hopefully we'll make it through okay.
And it'd probably be great tomorrow.
Hopefully we'll have a sunny day, but we'll also expect to see the eye coming through here, and we'll see what it looks like then.
NPR's Greg Allen in Lafayette, Louisiana.